Our Lord tells us this parable in order that we may come to understand. He sows his word to each and every soul. There is no one deprived of the word of God. And then he gives a series of reasons why in some cases the word does not take root. And ultimately they are all rooted in the same fault. We are unwilling to suffer in this life. And so some pleasure that is contrary to the word of God attracts us away from the word of God, and because the seed is not planted in that rich soil. For anyone knows that in order for a seed to come to full stature, much diligence must be made. The soil must be well tilled, and the soil must be well tended to. That our Lord intends to use as an analogy for the penance we must do for our sins. For God sows the word, but we do have our responsibility. We must nurture that word by constantly meditating upon it and doing all those mortifications that are within our power in order that the word be not stripped away from us. And so let us strive not to be like those who are concerned with the things of this world or the illicit pleasures of this world, particularly of that first group who hear the word of God but have no need for it, and from the very offset they seem to have no understanding for it. But let us also remember that we are to recommend all souls to Christ in order that he may overcome the hardness of their hearts, as we pray to him to overcome the hardness of our own hearts. And most especially, let us entrust all souls to the care of her who is the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God. For even if there are those about who would destroy the word of God, if they are in the presence of the Mother of God, then there is hope for their salvation. For under the influence of her maternal love, even the hardest of hearts can be turned from unbelief into great believers of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and enter that life of true penitence. And so let us rejoice that the Lord has come to sow the word to all of us as he has sowed it to us, and then let us strive to do all that we possibly can in order to preserve that word in our heart, most especially by striving to meditate upon that word constantly and then putting that word into practice by all our thoughts, all our words, and all our actions, so that we may truly serve the Lord in this life in order that we may attain union with him forever in the life to come.